You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Can you guys believe that some in the Twitch chat were making fun of my Grinch hoodie? I know it's not an ugly sweater. It might be an ugly hoodie in the eyes of some, but the Grinch is badass. Well, what was that face,
Stiz? It's an all-timer.
Stiz, what was that face?
I don't know. It's an interesting hoodie.
You're an interesting person.
I bet Josh loved it.
Sick comeback, bro.
All right. It is 3 o'clock. We have three host-ish here on WEEI Afternoons. That means it's time for the three-point stance.
We need team!
We need team!
It's the three-point stance.
Just count to three.
That's three!
Three shall be the number thou shalt count.
Pierce for three. It's good!
Three fabulous flyers.
And the number of the counting shall be three.
Got tip scores! Ties it 3-3!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or the Patriots offensive coordinator said your sweatshirt is cute, you got to get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. Hey, buddy, the podcast coming soon.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah, I bet you did. Three hosts here on WEEI Afternoons. We'll be presenting you the biggest stories in our takes on the biggest stories in the world of Boston sports and beyond. So here's the deal. I'm commandeering it. I am going first, and I am giving myself 60 seconds on the clock.
Giddy up.
To answer the question, Andy, that you posited at the beginning of the show, which was, what's the key to the game? What is the Chiefs' key, the Fitz key to the game? And of course, Josh Allen is a big one, but I want to warn you against saying that it's just Josh Allen. I think the true key to the game for the Patriots is stopping James Cook. He has had three games this season where he's had less than 100 all-purpose yards. That's against the Patriots, a season-low 49. He had 77 against Miami on November 9th, and then 87 against Atlanta on October 13th. The same thing happened in all three of those games. The Buffalo Bills lost those. And then you look at how Josh Allen fares in those same games where James Cook wasn't as effective. 6 touchdowns and 6 picks in losses so far this season, compared to 16 touchdowns and 4 interceptions in his wins. He also has more sacks in those 4 games than the 9 wins. Now, granted, some of that comes from the Houston Texans, how good they were, but still, I remind you that if James Cook is not there as Josh Allen's safety blanket this season, he regresses. He goes into the old school gunslinger Josh Allen that you kind of thought you had lost as he grew into one of the better quarterbacks in football. So if the Patriots are able to neutralize James Cook on early downs, it forces Josh Allen to make dumb decisions. And I think that is the true key to shutting down the Buffalo Bills.
I love how you posed that. That forces Josh Allen to make dumb decisions. I thought you were going to say make plays, like that would be the normal finish of that sentence. But yeah, that's a possibility. I actually agree with you.
He gets very manic, Andy, when he doesn't have a good ground game and takes it all on his own shoulders.
Almost not even a great one. You just opened my eyes with those stats. What was the third worst game, like 87 yards or something?
Yeah, 87 against Atlanta, 77 against Miami, 49 against the Patriots.
But when your worst games of the year are 77 or 87 yards, that's how you get to 1,300 yards and people go, wow, you're really having a great year as a running back.
And it's 1,575 of all-purpose yards, I think. He's been unbelievable this year.
Ramondre would kill for 87 yards.
Patriots would kill for 87 yards on a consistent basis.
Look at how effective he's been. Looking at his stat sheet for 2025. That Texans game, which they lost, and the Texans beat up on Josh Allen. Was it 8 sacks, I think, because the tackles were both just a wash that night. Cook was still 17 for a buck 16.
Yeah, like, he's very good. He's had a great year.
Last week, he would have had an amazing game had he not fumbled twice on the goal line.
But
basically,
you can't do that, and that's where I want to go with this. 3 lost fumbles on the season. Now, 2 of them were last week, so he's trending. I think that's another key to this game, and we'll get more into it about an hour from now in the build-up to this game. But we've seen it with Ramondre Stevenson. We've seen it with so many backs. Once you start to chum the water, defensive guys start looking for fumbles and takeaways. And we saw Christian Ellis have, you know, frothing at the mouth for Jackson Dart and the Giants. If this unit gets frothing at the mouth to try to get the ball from James Cook and you get it out, oh, and by the way, could be in the snow. So is it a little slippery? Because last week he fumbled twice in the snow. Maybe there's a connection there. So I think that's enough. You got to stop him. And maybe if you don't stop him, maybe force a fumble that could sway the game, because we saw them win by a key turnover last week. Maybe they lose by a key turnover this week.
How much of a difference do we think Tonga being back in the lineup is going to make versus just having Tonga and Milton Williams? I mean, it couldn't just have been Milton Williams as the key to the phenomenal rush defense in the first half of the season.
No, I think Tonga's a huge part of it. I think he's more of a true run defender than Milton Williams. Williams is a better player. Yep. But Tonga's the key run defender. I think the value of Tonga was very much on display when he was banged up, not on the field, hurt, the whole thing. Not only on run defense, but, you know, I keep bringing it up. When he was the goal line fullback, they were better on the goal line. And then all of a sudden they had like 6 chances without him and they couldn't punch it in. But, and that was part of the reason. It was funny. That was part of the roots, Dan Ball, of my question for Josh McDaniels. Every defense always says, first priority, stop the run game. But I don't always hear offensive players, offensive play callers say we want to establish the run. But I guarantee you this week, Mike Vrabel and Zach Kaur and all those guys are saying we got to stop the run this week. That is our first priority, is to make them one-dimensional and then hope that Josh doesn't put on a Superman cape again and beat you one-dimensionally.
Yeah, James Cook is definitely the key. It's crazy to think that in a game where you go against somebody who literally puts on a Superman suit and carries the offense all by himself. And look, he may do it again. If the running game is bottled up, who knows what kind of passing game that they'll put on display, what kind of ball distribution they'll have. But if you can shut him down, that adds to that frenetic manner in which Josh Allen sometimes conducts the offense. And if you can get him like a little too energetic and geeked up, that's when he starts forcing the ball. That's when the Marcus Joneses and the Jalen Hawkins and the Christian Gonzalez's of the world can make a play benefit Patriots.
Yeah, let me amend that last sentence of my 3-point stance a bit. It forces him to make plays. It allows him to make dumb decisions.
Oh, and that's well said.
And that's the Josh Allen that we hope to know and love coming up in a couple days. But we'll put a pin in that one for now. As Nick Fitzy Stevens, I ask you, are you ready for your 3-point stance?
Well, let's get down to it.
Let's do that with 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, man, I got to tell you, college football has had a bananas last couple of weeks with the Lane Kiffin departure, all the controversy surrounding the college football playoff and people's disdain for it, and this now bizarre, unique, tragic story with Sharon Moore, the former and now disgraced coach of the University of Michigan. But I think all of our eyes locally on college football have turned to the dismissals that came for Bill Belichick last night as we finally have the first 2 fall guys to blame for why the University of North Carolina's football program was such a disaster in 2025, Belichick's first year. As the fall guys were, of course, offensive coordinator Freddie Kitchens, who had been with the team prior and has NFL coaching experience, and special teams coordinator Mike Prefer. If we're being completely honest, these two guys, while they may not have been the absolute top of their game and they may not have done the best job last season, they're not the reason why the University of North Carolina stunk last year. They're not the reason why the University of North Carolina had one of their worst football seasons in ages. They're just two guys trying to work with some of the crap ingredients that Belichick and Lombardi brought in. If Bill Belichick could, he should probably say this is the coach's fault, but of course someone else had to pay for his misgivings last year.
That's absolutely not true.
Yeah, it is, Bill. Come on. You know you picked the fall guys.
Well, and you're right, Fitzy, because the first scouting report I heard about UNC at some point in August or wherever it was, when I knew we would be following and talking about this, was they don't have the talent, and most importantly, they don't have a quarterback. Gio Lopez is not the guy to run a college offense at a high level. And
Brad, what's his name's kid as well? The old quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Brad Johnson, yeah.
Brad Johnson, excuse me. Thank you. Freddie Kitchens has called offense in the NFL. He was even a one-year head coach. Now, he's a lousy head coach for the Cleveland Browns, but I'm sure Baker Mayfield would sit down and tell you what a great coordinator Kitchens is. He's not Josh McDaniels, but if you're going to tell me he's the reason why that offense was D3 level last year.
Why the shot at D3?
Okay. was UFL level.
Okay.
Then you're spinning a yarn to comfort yourself because you're a Belichick stan. Sad thing is, the coach can't kick himself to the curb, so a couple other guys had to pay for it.
You know, I will say this proves that he's staying. You know, we had that, like, could he still leave? Like, well, he's firing people, so I assume he's staying. And then the other snarky thing that was obviously making the rounds on social media, like, oh, it's interesting. The one coordinator they kept, who'd they keep? Steve Belichick.
Interesting.
I will say their defense was by far the best part of their team, and Steve Belichick was running the defense. So whether there's more talent on that side of the ball, I don't really know. But, it was interesting to see that scapegoating a couple guys and turning it over, which we'll see if it pays off. And no, Josh McDaniels is not going to UNC to be Bill's offensive coordinator, I don't think. I don't think that would make sense, as Jones and Keefe asked. But
You can do a podcast remotely nowadays.
That's true. We can do it via Zoom, so that'll work. Okay, Josh, we'll do a UNC pod.
And Andy, have you, like, the college, like, we should just be getting ready for the college football playoff games that start next week, and most of them should be fun, except for the ones where someone else is a 28-point favorite. But look at what we've been paying attention to. Belichick's disaster meltdown and all the Jordan drama. Lane Kiffin, people crying and moaning about no Notre Dame. And the Michigan story with Sherrod. Like, it has just been, like, college football has broken loose and lost its mind the last couple of weeks. If this is any indication as to what the playoffs are going to be like, all bets are off, man.
Yeah, any publicity is good publicity. I'm not sure that actually factors into college football right now. I feel like they have a crap ton of bad publicity, and that's where they're at.
It's terrible.
Ted Johnson, how we doing?
I'm good. I'm just
okay?
A little discombobulated.
Traffic
could go screw.
I hate traffic.
Boston traffic, seriously, let's... Can we get this figured out? Sometime before I die.
There's not a lot of movies that you and I have seen, mostly because I haven't seen the movies that you've seen. But Falling Down, the imagery in that of what traffic can do to a man is so true. I think traffic can be literally one of the top two or three most frustrating things in the world.
Yeah. It's because you have no control over it.
It can ruin.
That's the worst part.
I bet you there is like a one falling down person out there a day that is about to go off and decides not to.
Yep.
Just based on things that come up in their lives that we have to deal with every day, traffic and whatnot. You know, going to get a burger, Stiz at McDonald's, trying to get a burger, and it's all hell breaks loose. So, I'm a little flustered, my man.
Okay, no worries.
It's almost like the roads in Boston, you guys, were built on old horse and buggy paths, and they didn't expect...
It feels that way.
Even the new roads suck. People to live here. There's no room. There's just no room to build new roads, and they didn't plan for Boston to mushroom into the city it's become.
It's amazing. We spend as much as we spend to live here. Living your taxes, houses... To sit in that traffic.
That is
doesn't make any sense to me.
That's a popular question. Why do I live here again?
Yeah.
Why do I live in a place where it's frigid, there's traffic, everything's expensive, people are jerks?
Well, guys, the bikers have a ton of room out there.
That is true. They got plenty of room.
Medford bikers,
No traffic in those bike lanes.
So I drive through Medford all the time, right? So I'm on, it's my route is through Medford, and that's where I went today. In the bikers, they don't stop. They assume you see them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, what if I don't. What if I'm having a bad day and I, you know, don't look over my shoulder and see you flying up my right side?
That's not going to end great.
Just start looking, guys. I mean, you know, it's like pedestrians when they just assume you see them at the crosswalk. They just start walking out. How about take a beat, look to see if the car is slowing down, and then walk out?
Right. Right of way does not mean you have safe opening, right?
That's right.
Just because you have the right of way, maybe just give a glance like we all do when we're driving.
Yeah.
Bikers do it. Walkers do it. We'll all be in a better place.
You know, it's because everyone's on their damn phone. They're not looking at you, Ted. Right. They're looking at their Twitter page.
And my favorite is the person that yells at you as you're driving by because they just walked up to the crosswalk right as you're like 5 yards away from crossing it, and you didn't slam on your brakes.
You didn't lock them up and screech to a halt, right?
Really, dude? Yeah. So you're going to have to wait 2 extra seconds of your life to cross that street, you know? Right. At least you're alive.
Can I order?
Can I order now?
We very much digress.
Yes, okay. Yes, we do. I'm counting that as Ted's 3-point stance.
There you go. Thank you.
Andy, are you ready?
I am absolutely ready.
Okay, here are 60 seconds. Go ahead.
So we've heard things about the market and what the Red Sox think of the market in free agency. We had the quote yesterday that if you always stay reasonable in free agency, you're going to finish third with every free agent. And then Sean McAdam has a source tell him this, a Major League Baseball source about the Boston Red Sox. They, quote, don't believe in long-term deals, end quote. Okay, so stop being in Major League Baseball, because that's the way the business works. The top players get long-term deals. The top free agents, the top bats, the top pitchers, they get long-term deals. You don't get to set the market. You don't get to set the way business is done. My counterexample to this, or my real-world example, is someone saying, I don't really believe in mortgages. Okay, that's fine. That's your right. Don't expect to buy a house unless you're really rich and have $1 million in your back pocket, because mortgages are how the real estate industry works for most of us, and long-term contracts are how Major League Baseball free agency works. The more we hear, the more we shouldn't have been surprised that they didn't do anything, and the dumber I feel for being the sucker that took the cheese on the Boston Red Sox. You don't believe in long-term contracts? Well, then I believe you may be back to being a last-place baseball team very quickly, because you can't just count on the young kids. Sorry, that's not a great business model in Boston.
Yeah, we're not going to do business the way you guys do it. We're not going to do business the way business is being done. Oh, cool. You know what you're also not going to do? Compete with everyone else that's doing business the way that business is being done. It's
Ted, you
so
said this
asinine.
Yesterday. It's so Belichickian. It's so Belichickian that they have this arrogance that, no, we don't believe.
Right.
Okay, well, the rest of the league will play by the rules that are actually in play, the way business is being done. And you can say you don't believe in long-term contracts and then, I don't know, look for creative ways to sign guys or trade for guys and lose out on the momentum we all felt
no
last
doubt.
Year.
Cue up that music for Andy here. There we go.
No more. Never again. It's not happening, Ted. You promised me.
You sucker, sucker. You are a sucker, sucker, sucker.
Any more words to this song, or are those the lyrics?
So, dude, it's so. I used to tell people, I always would laugh when people, you know, oh, the agent's going to, you know, negotiate with the Patriots. No, you don't negotiate with the Patriots. You go in, you sit down, they tell you the number, you don't go $1 over it. You don't, and they tell you what you're worth. You don't tell them what you're worth, and that's what the Red Sox are doing now. That's not good business. That's just not going to, you're not going to get the good players. So that puts a lot of stress on your scouting department and front office people to scout, develop, and to get these young guys up and running, because if you're not going to pay for, you know, the real talent, then that's what you're left with.
The only difference, Teddy, is that the Red Sox are dealing with a computer system right now, a model that spits out that contract. You were just dealing with a jackass.
Right.
Dude, wow. I love that took
it.
A turn.
I love it. So the agent just sits.
That's absolutely not true.
No, Bill. You know, come on now. You know the truth.
Did you guys see this also? Chris Mason tweeted this out a couple hours ago from Mass Live. 2018 Red Sox payroll, $239.4 million. 2025 Red Sox payroll, $248.6 million. Okay, slight adjustment due to inflation. That makes sense. Red Sox valuation in 2018, $2.8 billion. 2025 Red Sox valuation, $4.8 billion. So they're worth a lot more money. There certainly are ways you could probably go find an extra couple of bucks to be able to get the players that you need. And what do they do? Sit on it, Ted. Sit on it.
It's maddening. What was I going to say? It's almost the Red Sox realized we have the ability to get all these numbers that Fitzy just spit out and information. We know how much they make. We know how much they spend on the team. We just have
23%.
So much more information about what they are doing that they used to, you know, hide from us. And so, and yet they still pat us on the head and say, oh, you know, you guys think you know, but you don't. No, we know. And you still talk down to us.
Absolutely. And we got some people that say, well, long-term contracts on the text line. There were a bunch of texts all at once. Long-term contracts are bad. Usually the back end of them the last few years.
Dude.
I agree.
Dude.
I totally agree.
What is it? It's the cost of doing business.
Absolutely.
Is you're going to overspend. Yeah. So, yep. And it's not your money. What do you care?
Right.
Why do people ever defend the owners when it comes to spending is amazing to me.
We're not talking about, but like when we talk long-term contracts, the deals like Shohei Ohtani's deal is worth 10 times whatever the Dodgers paid him, deferred or not. But we're not talking about Soto deals or these 14-year bloated, you know, payroll-killing, team-killing contracts. Albert Pujols type of deal.
Well, the Sandoval thing, they've never really recovered from.
Okay,
right?
So you had one bad experience.
Yeah.
How about we target Manny?
That's a good one. That's a really good one. That one's just a disaster.
Manny Ramirez deal that you signed him, I believe it was 8 and 160. So a deal that is barely higher than what Alonso wanted 20 years later worked out perfectly. Manny Ramirez was great for the entirety of that. You know, he went off the rails in terms of
issues. He went up and held the bat and then sat down after three strikes.
There were issues, but you that was nothing to do with the contract. Basically, he rolled out of bed and gave you like 30 home runs and 120 RBI every year. Like, not all long-term contracts are bad. Dan Ball?
Guys, you guys are overcomplicating this. Hit it. Thank you. There you go. One more time.
All right, that's going to do it for the drive today on a festive Friday. This is a very good song with Ted Johnson here. Lots of lyrics in case you need us to put that down somewhere. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for our weekly chat with Mike Giardi. What does he think about Josh Allen and Drake May and this big game at Gillette Stadium on Sunday? Giardi next here on WEEI. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending and Ted will keep singing.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons, Missy Elliott joining us, as well as we're going to the guest line for our favorite guest of the week and also the man with the best intro for a phone radio hit in the business, Mike Giardi.
It's time for Mike Giardi.
Stink, stank, and stunk.
The bulging in his disc in his back. The bulging disc in his back.
What do you gain by keeping Bill Belichick around?
I want to see as much Drake May as possible.
Angry Giardi is here.
Wiggy appears to have a bit of a man crush on Cam.
I don't know if you want to take the cheese again.
Mike Giardi, folks, is an angry man.
I'm not pissed today.
I've got you by at least 2 inches.
On Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
That is a great intro.
It's a great intro.
No, it is.
Now, he gave us, there's a lot to work with because he's a great man with a great career.
The only thing I feel like it does is it kind of projects Mike as just always kind of wound up tight, always on the cusp of just going over the top. And I don't think that's really the case. I think he's very even mannered. Like well, you know, kind
of. Boy, does he have you snowed?
Oh, does
like
he?
The, he's not like the Lewis Black of sports commentary where he just gotta just rip everybody all the time. You know, I think he's, like, he's a gentleman.
Yeah, it's not the most accurate portrayal.
All right, Mike Giardi, is that an accurate portrayal of you, that open we play?
It's emotional. I love it.
Okay. All right. So what do you think about this football game this week at Gillette Stadium? I guess we'll start with James Cook, the running game, Josh Allen, whatever you think of whatever's going on post by Patriots. What is the first key to this game that you're breaking down in your brain?
So I think there's going to be a little bit more pressure in this game than maybe we saw in the last one in terms of teams dialing up the blitz stuff.
Ooh.
And then to me, who handles the chaos better? Is it going to be Josh who thrives in it, or is it going to be Drake who has proven that he thrives in it? Like which guy is going to have the better day against some of the looks and maybe not make the mistake? We know, you know, in those situations, pressure, you might throw one off your back foot and not get enough on it. Who makes the mistake?
And Mike, the Bills defense is kind of coming under fire. It hasn't been that good, but the kind of the bright spot has been their secondary, but in particular, cornerback Christian Benford. And it is, looking at your timeline here on Twitter, it sounds like he was walking around in a boot today, which is kind of insane. If he's doing that today, I believe this today that you tweeted this, then to me, or was it yesterday that he did? If he's not playing or not available or just not 100%, what does that mean to the Buffalo Bills defense and secondary?
I think it's massive because I think he's turned out to be their best defensive player. Which, you know, pretty impressive for a 6th-round kid out of Villanova a few years ago. But, like, he sort of developed into that guy. I'm not saying he's, like, you know, we talk about number one corners. I don't know that I'd put him in the same category as a Surtain or a Horn or people want to put Gonzalez in there, those sorts of things. But he's in sort of that next tier, and he's traveled a lot recently. Like, they didn't usually do that. They did that in recent weeks, and he handled Ja'Marr Chase pretty well. Like, Chase wasn't the problem against the Bengals. It was Higgins. So, like, he's really elevated. And if he can't play or if he's impaired, that'd be a big problem for him. Because, like I said, he's made a lot of plays for them. He was defensive player of the week a couple weeks ago. He probably should have been this past week. But Josh won the offensive player of the week award. So I don't think they wanted to have two Bills guys. I don't know. Like, he's really good. And that would be – I think that would be a huge blow for what they do.
Yeah, looks like he was wearing like a soft shoe or something. It's a toe injury, and I guess his status is up in the air, so that could be huge for the Patriots. Mike, as far as the offense goes, which pass catcher do you think is going to have to step up in the face of, you know, Hairston's coming along, maybe Benford plays? Do you see this as a wide receiver game, a Diggs game, or maybe a tight ends game?
I think this is a Diggs game. I think this is what you got him right for. I think we saw what it meant to him in Buffalo, which – you know, I was talking about it this week. It was kind of funny because if you remember leading into the game, it's like, ah, you know, I mean, it's a big deal. And then I know some of the guys over there, but like, you know, it's any other game. And then as soon as the game was over, he's losing his mind. He does the Instagram live Patriots PR to tell him we don't do that in the locker room. And then he comes in and talks to us in the press conference after. He's like, well, you know, it wasn't that big of a deal. No, it was. It matters. And I think this one will matter too. You know, the fact that it's potential hat and T-shirt game. You know, he's already talking about, oh, you guys don't think we're the favorites and that nonsense. Like, yeah, I think it's a big Stephon Diggs game.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal here on WEEI Afternoons, as he is every Friday. So there's sort of two layers to look at the two offenses. You have the Bills rushing attack, which is phenomenal. They average 5.1 yards per carry, but they give up 5.1 yards per carry. Are the Patriots suited at any point to take advantage of one of these bad rush defenses that they face? Could this be the week where we're saying, all right, they finally got 200-plus yards? Is that a factor in this game?
I wish it was, but don't you feel like at this point, if you're not good at it, you're probably not going to be good at it? Like,
probably.
This may be a team that Henderson, you know, last time we saw him, he had a 26-yard run against the Giants. You know, Ramondre ran, you know, pretty well physically. But, like, they're just not that sort of team. They're not built that way up front. At least they haven't played that way. And, you know, Will Campbell's probably their best run blocker. And, obviously, he's not available this week. So, yeah, I feel like we've probably said 5 or 6 times this year that they've had an opportunity to run against one of the worst run defenses in the league. Yep. And then we come out of it going, they couldn't run. Yep. So it's still going to be, you know, can you do enough there? It doesn't have to be awesome, but can you do enough to at least keep them honest? And then you work the play action off it. And we know Drake's been fantastic off play action this year.
So Mike, a lot of talk this week about, you know, how do you defend Drake May, which I do find kind of to be a fun and fascinating topic. Is a lot of teams have yet to figure out how to stop the kid. You wrote an article yesterday in the Boston Sports Journal titled May's ability to decipher disguises is a critical element to Sunday's game. And I wanted to read the article, and then I scrolled down and it says account is past due, please verify your payment methods. And I was just wondering, is there a code that you can give me to get a discount? But so I can't.
Yeah, you know, you hit Teddy, hit me up offline. We'll take care of it.
All right, thanks, bud. So I can't read the rest of the article, so I don't know what you said. So can you just give me kind of the synopsis on that article? I'd be curious what you found out as far as how do teams, you know, defend him, or what is Drake doing that is helping him decipher these defenses?
Yeah, I think, Teddy, he's been so good, and he's come along so fast, and his ability to not just the pre-snap read, but then, you know, when you turn your back and play action, the picture changes, and to be able to instantly, you know, in that moment, pick it up and know, oh, actually, they dropped this guy, or, you know, they were showing that.
Mike, we got you.
Like, oh, yep. I'm still here. I haven't moved again.
We lost you for a second.
I love when he yells at us like it's our fault.
Well, it was like you said something, and I was like, oh my God, I think he just totally forgot his point.
Right.
I think he's
or having a senior. He's having a senior moment.
Yeah, I was like, maybe, I don't know if he can do these interviews anymore.
Now, don't move and keep talking.
Stay right there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, like, he's done such a good job pre-snap identifying what they're doing, but also the ability post-snap, especially when you're doing play action and you turn your back.
Yep.
That, like, he's able to pick it up instantly when he turns his back if the picture changes. And that's something that the Bills do as often as anyone. Josh McDaniel was sort of talking about them last week. He's like, yesterday, rather. Basically, like, nobody does it better than them. They're really connected, and they disguise. And, you know, Josh went a little over the top. He's like, everything they do well. We just talked about their run defense. There's things that they don't do well. But I get it. You know, you don't want to give them any bulletin board material. But Drake's been really good at that. And then I think obviously the connection with McDaniels and being able to have more answers. And there have been times this year, and the Giants game I thought was a perfect example of that, where you knew they had a fierce pass rush. You knew your left side was diminished because of the injuries, and he attacked the flats and took what they gave him. And then, you know, eventually they start to adjust, and then bingo, he hits, you know, big play there, big play here. So, his growth this year has been remarkable. And it's interesting too, Ted, because one of the things that in researching the story, and I know Phil Perry got some grief elsewhere about saying maybe he's close to indefensible, but like he's got 100 passer rating versus pretty much every coverage. And if it's not 100, it's 90 plus. And the only place that he struggled, and it's a negative EPA, is in the red zone and against cover zero. And so, look, can teams go crazy cover zero? I guess they could. I guess they could try to dial it up 15 times a game or something. I think someone did that to Lamar Jackson a few years ago, and it was like, oh, they found his kryptonite. And then, like, you know, 6 weeks later, they tried it again, and it was like, no, he killed him. So, like, I don't think you can live in that. And everything else is something that he's done well against. Single high safety, you know, the split safeties. It's just, again, remarkable the growth of this quarterback, who's just 23 years old and has not been a start, hasn't started a, you know, full two seasons yet. It's nuts.
Hey, Fitzy, let me jump in real quick. So, Mike, it's a great point about them blitzing. They blitzed him a lot when he was doing those play actions in the first game, and he had a perfect passer rating while they were doing that. So he has his back turned, just like you said, and there's blitzers off the edge, and he had an answer for a lot of those blitzes, so which I thought was kind of remarkable to see, considering they were 2-2 at that point and he wasn't playing his best football. So I just wanted to highlight that point. That was a really good point to make, just him being able to decipher what the coverage is when he has his back turned. Go ahead, Fitz.
Yeah, Mike, we make so much about, you know, Josh Allen. He can be a Superman at any given moment. James Cook in the rushing attack. But to me, I think a sneaky aspect of Buffalo's plan Sunday might be their tight ends, because Kincaid is back and healthy, and he's a real weapon. Dawson Knox, underrated. And that Haas guy who caught a touchdown last week is an absolute run-blocking Haas as well. How do you think the Patriots will try to account for the Buffalo trio of tight ends, given that, you know, you're always worried about where Cook and Josh are in any given play?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, because I think if we learned anything from the first time they played, you know, Buffalo had been a heavy personnel and loved to, like, going to shove it down your throat. And then the 3 weeks prior to playing the Patriots in week five, Cook had gone over 100 yards. And then the Patriots did what they had been doing for the first 2 months of the year, right? Not allowing a running back to get over 50 yards. But in that game, if you remember, the first series, the Patriots for the first time, I think, in the entire season, Tonga in the middle, Barmore and Williams flanking him. Then you had your normal edge guys, Chase on it and Landry, and two linebackers, sometimes three with Tavai, because that was his first game back. And it was like, we're not going to let you push us around. We're going to make you go to plan B. And if there's a criticism of Joe Brady, their offensive coordinator, is sometimes he doesn't have a plan B. So I would expect sort of a similar approach in terms of the run game. Like, we're not going to let you shove the ball down our throat, keep the ball out of our quarterback's hands. We're going to make every effort to hold you down. And yes, Josh is awesome and can be Superman, but, like, we'll take our chances with that with his diminished receivers. Like, Kincaid was good in that first game. But I don't know. I don't know if you, like, I don't know if he's someone you fear. I don't know if they have anyone in the receiving core that you fear. And I think you can see situations where, okay, got to have it up there. Well, maybe this is where you slide Christian Gonzalez over the top, or it's Davis, whoever you feel comfortable with in that spot. So it feels to me like that's a big check plus in the Patriots' favor in terms of their DBs covering any of the Bills' wide receivers.
Okay, put your arm up in the air with and hold some tin foil, like, before you go. And real quick, tell us what's going to happen in this game before your phone craps out.
I'm going to take the Pats. I'm going to say fairly comfortably. Let's say somewhere between 7 and 10 points.
Oh, I like the confidence.
Real quick, in that, let's just say that happens. How are teams looking at the Patriots? They've beaten the Bills twice. It's really their toughest competition all season long. How's the country perceiving the Patriots after that win?
I'll say that the schedule is not tough enough, but you know, like, I mean, again, you can only do what you can do. Like, we'll go into Baltimore and we'll be like, well, Baltimore's not what we thought they were. Well, if you go into Baltimore after you beat the Bills this week and beat Baltimore, still a damn good win.
All right, Mike Giardi, enjoy the big game this weekend. Enjoy some snow that's coming our way, and we will talk to you next week.
All right.
See you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. Sounds confident about the Patriots. We'll top of the hour, we're going to start to build up to this game. We'll get to our predictions later in the show. I think Mike Giardi has more confidence than some of the members of this show.
We'll react to this
interview. Sure. We're going to react to Mike Giardi. We might also touch on Joe Burrow and what the hell's going on in Cincinnati. He seems very, very sad. Could he be traded? Are they blowing it up? Should the Patriots keep an eye on those wide receivers if they're blowing it up? Little reaction in that next here.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
WEEI.
Okay, I was going to say, like, he's done such a good job pre-snap identifying what they're doing, but also the ability post-snap, especially when you're doing play action and you turn your back,
yep.
That, like, he's able to pick it up instantly when he turns his back if the picture changes. And that's something that the Bills do as often as anyone. Josh McDaniels started talking about them last week. He's like, basically, like, nobody does it better than them. They're really connected, and they disguise. And, you know, Josh went a little over the top. He's like, everything they do well. We just talked about their run defense. There's things that they don't do well. Yeah. But I get it. You know, you don't want to give them any bulletin board material. But Drake's been really good at that.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, moments ago here on WEEI Afternoons. You want to listen to that whole interview? You can go back on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Download that. Ted Johnson, that stuck out to you.
Yeah.
Drake against the blitz.
So when you're watching the game, ladies and gentlemen, look for the Buffalo Bills disguising late. Before, so they're trying to time up their blitzes off the edge. You'll see guys creeping down from the second level down to the outside. You know, outside their RR of their defensive ends or outside linebackers, usually, you know, cornerbacks or safeties, and then they just at the snap of ball, boom, they're trying to get in the backfield fast. Drake May would be carrying out the play fake to the running back. His back is turned to this oncoming blitzer. He'd flip around to look at the defense, and the ball would be right out before they could get to him. And I was thinking, you see the blitzer, and they're blitzing from his backside, so his blind side, so that he can't see him, and you're thinking, ball's out. So they had a plan for it, they executed it, and they're gonna have to do it again, because my guess is they've been majoring in this type of defense all year, and this is what they're gonna keep dancing with it. So I'm expecting to see that. So pay attention to these late kind of disguises coming down off the edges, blitzing, and then Drake hopefully getting the ball out before he gets his head knocked off.
And some of those, I think, also he has a confidence to him because he has that athletic swag. He believes it's like, remember last week or 2 weeks ago, they had like a 6-man blitz or whatever, and he ended up getting sacked. But I think he believes he'll just beat the guy. If I need to, last ditch,
yeah,
my physical abilities, my quick feet, I'll just beat the guy. And I think that confidence you can't teach. Now,
you can't.
That's a dangerous game because if a couple times you don't beat that guy and he lays you out, maybe you need to figure things out. But I think that confidence helps.
You guys see, you notice, like, the page, I think this is a Belichick kind of thing that we were doing before, a lot of teams were doing, which is on third down, we would line up everybody in a gap. So linebackers, you know, guys that normally play second level, safeties that play second and third level, now we're all lined up the line of scrimmage at the beginning of the cadence.
Right.
And so it's like, oh my gosh, are all nine of these guys? So you know, the thinking is the quarterback, if there's a guy lined up on the line of scrimmage, you just assume they're rushing. But there's nine guys, they can't all be rushing. And
time out.
And at the snap of the ball, some rush and some drop out. You just don't know which ones.
Right.
That would, if I was a quarterback, that would scare the hell out of me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That would, and he doesn't seem to be affected by that action, which most young quarterbacks are.
All right. Not. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, top of the 4 o'clock hour, we do this most weeks. We're going to have Ted build up to this big game. We got Bills, Patriots, Drake May, Josh Allen, Gillette Stadium, maybe some snow, maybe not. I got people on the text line yelling at me, no snow. I don't know. I just go by the apps and the weathermen. It's going to be a fun game. It's going to be a big game. We'll talk about it next here on WEEI.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.